three. We'll ask Coach Hayth for some general thoughts on the game. Then we'll take your questions just for the three student athletes and excuse them back to the locker room. And then we'll finish up with Coach Hayth. And a reminder that video is not permitted in the interview area. If you want video, you need to catch it from the pool feed in the distribution area just to the left of the elevators. Coach Hayth?
Okay, thank you. Obviously, it was a heck of a win for us. I thought, we made some mistakes during the game, but down the stretch there. But I will tell you this, we showed a lot of character and doing what we needed to do to find a way to win the game.
All right, we'll take your questions for any of the student-athletes. If you'll raise your hand, we'll get a floor mic to you. Hands up, questions for any of the student-athletes. Start on the right side.
Jabari, you saw Texas A&M roughly a week ago. Did you guys maybe have a chance to get adjusted to them playing kind of a slower game?
Yeah, I feel like we were, anticipating that. And, we wanted to take care of the ball on offense and, kind of make them guard for a while too, to even things out and make them defend.
Question left side?
Yeah, can all three of you guys talk about playing against Florida now, the number one seed in the tournament?
Jabari, you want to take that first?
It's a good opportunity. They're the number one team. They had a real good regular season, but, it's postseason now, so it's a new season, and we're looking forward to playing them.
Same for Jonathan.
Well, I know Florida's a great team. They play hard. They play pretty good on defense, but we just got to study them on film tonight and prepare for them for tomorrow.
And same for Ernest.
I just think it's a great chance for us to go out there and just showcase what we do and how we play, and that's just play hard and give everything that we got and just leave it on the floor.
Hands up. Other questions for any of the student-athletes? Let's go to the middle aisle over here.
Jabari, I think that's the first time you've ever fouled out. What was that feeling like? Was it kind of helpless to watch, and what did you think of the way your teammates pulled it out there?
Yeah, first, it's kind of like a helpless feeling, but, I got confidence in all my teammates, and, I knew that we were going to be able to pull the win out. So credit to, all the young guys who stepped in and made plays down the stretch.
We got a question on the left aisle. Go ahead. Let's go right there, and then we'll come back to the middle.
Jonathan, you obviously had 15 rebounds. Was there any specific challenge issued to you before the game to get you so aggressive on the glass on both ends?
No, sir. I just came out with a mindset that I want to make a tournament as a freshman, and so I just want to play really hard for my teammates. And I know it's EJ Ernest Ross last year, so I want to help him get to the tournament too, so I just want to play hard for my teammates.
Okay, let's go to the right aisle.
This game ended up being tougher than you expected. As well as you played, you guys have had some trouble shooting, but, as well as you played, there was a 15-minute stretch there where it seemed like you guys were playing as good on offense as you have in, the last month or two? Just talk about why you guys were able to get things kind of going again offensively.
The question was for
Jabari and Ernest, anybody.
Jabari,
any
okay.
I feel like, coaches really emphasized and showed us certain things on film, and we've been trying to, capitalize on that in the game. And as far as it being a tough game, everybody fighting for their lives. So, we didn't think they were going to roll over or anything like that. They're a real good coach team and a tough team. So we knew they'd give us that they're all for 40 minutes and, end up being 50 minutes, I guess.
All right, other questions? Go ahead. Take it on the right.
Ernest, when Jabari and Jordan went down, you kind of seemed to have a mentality late that was kind of like, hey, put this on my shoulders, let me go at it. Is that accurate?
I guess you could say that, yeah, pretty much. I was just trying to win. It wasn't so much I got to do whatever I got to do to put the team on my shoulders. I was trying to win and just be a senior. I think just being a senior on this team, I have to lead, and I just tried to lead the younger guys, and I think they did a great job of just embracing the senior leadership, and they made plays down the stretch, such as Shane Rector, Wes Clark with big free throws, and I just think they did a great job of embracing it.
Other questions for any of the student-athletes? Raise your hand.
Ernest, in looking at Florida again, you guys led them at halftime down there. Just what do you take away from that game? Got away a little bit in the second half.
Just playing with great intensity. I think we gave everything we gave in the first half, just played with great heart. In the second half, we came out a little slower than normal. But I think, for us to be able to get a second chance at them again in the SEC tournament at a neutral site, I think it's a good chance for us, like I said, to go out there and just showcase what we do, just play hard and just give everything we got and leave it on the court.
Question on the middle aisle.
Was fatigue a factor in this game? Because obviously Ernest Ross played 48 minutes and the rest of the starters did play 35-plus minutes. Did fatigue kick in at any point in the game and did have a factor in the game at all?
The question was for who?
Any of the players.
No. I just think, you know, we work hard in practice each and every day. So just being able to, you know, play these type of minutes with games like this is something that is built pretty much instilled in the thought of us. And so inside of us, I mean. But I just think just making plays and just winning a game down the stretch is something. It's not so much about the minutes. It's just about your heart and just playing hard and just finishing the game out.
Okay, question on the right side.
EJ, you scored the first 7 points for this team. How are you feeling early on?
Good. I mean, I was just feeling it. So just scoring was something that I guess I did in the first few minutes.
Got time for one more question. We'll take it right on the right side. You okay? All right. Last question. Anybody got one? Okay, Flay, we'll excuse you. You can return to the locker room. Thank you very much. And we'll continue on with questions for Coach Haith. If you'll raise your hand, we'll get a floor mic to you. We'll start right on the left side.
Frank, why do you think you guys are so effective on the boards, especially on the offensive board?
It's something we've been really harping on with our guys. And the last time we played these guys, I think we were plus 16 on the boards in the game. We felt like that's something we could do. And, you know, obviously Jonathan Wins was terrific. But all of our guys, Torin Jones played 12 minutes. He has 9 rebounds. I thought that was the difference in the game, our second chance points and our ability to get second shots for our guys.
Hands up, other questions. Let's go way to the back on the left side.
Frank, the last time that you guys played the Gators, they forced 12 turnovers on you. What can you guys do to prepare to break out of those traps that they put against you?
You know, I got to go back and look at the game. I don't know that they trapped us that much, you know, how the game played out. 12 turnovers is not a huge number, but it is a number we want to be less than 12. You know, we've just got to continue to do what we do, share the ball, have great spacing. You know, and hit the first open guy. You know, what you cannot do is always try to dribble through it.
Question on the right.
Coach, defensively, you were pretty effective in the first half against the Gators. What can you do to kind of carry that over into a full 40 minutes against them tomorrow?
Well, again, I want to get back, and, you know, we were really focusing on Texas A&M. I think we did a really good job, if I recall, and for the most part, the whole game. And there was about a 3-4 minute stretch there where the game got away from us, and Frazier made 3 threes, and we didn't score. We didn't continue to score. I think we missed a couple layups and a front end and a 1-1. If we continue to score, you know, we could have made it interesting. But I got to go back and look at it. I think, like I said, we've got to have a 40-minute game plan against them. They're the best team in the country. We're the only team in the country that has this opportunity tomorrow, so we got to look forward to it.
Question on the right side. Go ahead.
Frank, you know, having to play a double overtime game and then come back and play again at noon tomorrow, I mean, how do you think that might affect your guys in terms of being able to recover?
Nobody's going to feel sorry for us. So we got to get them back, get some fluids in them, and get some food in them, and just go rock and roll at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Other questions for Coach? Let's go to the middle again.
Will there be any adjustments to the starting lineup? Because you started Keanu Post today. Do you think that he'll start again tomorrow against Florida?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Other questions? Raise your hand. All right, go ahead.
Just some thoughts on Ernest Ross today.
He was terrific, particularly early in the game, and we talked about him being ready against their zone. They stymied us in their zone the first time. I thought we were really prepared, and our execution was really good, particularly early in the game. We got good shots. But he was terrific. He was terrific even when both those guys fouled out. And I want to you know, the young kids, Wes Clark. You know, Wes had some tough moments, and there he had the intentional foul, and then he came in late in the game and made some huge free throws. You got to look at that and just be proud of those guys and not hanging their heads and coming back and make plays. And Shane Rector, you know, he sets for 45 minutes and he goes in the game and he has 2 steals and makes 3 free throws. I mean, great contributions by everybody, and it was a great team win.
I have a question on the middle aisle.
Frank, how much did you feel like your team got back
playing offense the way you like. I mean, you got to the line a bunch and were attacking, unselfish a lot too.
Yeah, it was great to see. And we spent a lot of time talking about that and watching tape, breaking out. The guys are telling you about spacing and hitting the first open guy. And I thought we were back on track offensively tonight and against a very good defensive team. And it was one of the best defensive teams in our league along with Florida.
Any other questions for Coach Hayes? Raise your hand.